When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
There are debates, there are hot takes, there are strong opinions, but in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
Hey, do people, was that entertaining to anyone besides me and Carlos? Because we could do a Friday reading our text segment. A little show behind the show. And for the guy who just messaged me, there is no hour five. That's just a joke. For now. Yeah, for now. That's just a joke for us pushing off something we don't actually want to talk about. And also, nobody messaged me. I made that up, too. Just to explain. Oh, yeah, I hate when, like, for all of you people asking, no one's at, just say the thing. Just say, you know when people do that? For those asking, no one's asking. Just say the thing you want to say. Bartometer tonight. We are going to seed the Eastern Conference playoffs right now for next year. This is impossible. So I need artificial intelligence on this one because I like the Pacers. I like that team. I like them to get back to the NBA Finals. Oh, but Tyrese Halliburton's hurt. I like the Bucks. Giannis is always a winner. And the Dame partnership really started to show that it could work at the end of season. Oh, yeah, Dame. The Celtics. Now, this is... So, who's left? There's still a lot of bad teams in the East. The Bulls, they're not on this list. They're going to be 39 and 43 like they always are. The Wizards and Hornets are, like, married to each other. These two have 18 wins. Just get out of high school, get married, get hitched. So who's making the playoffs? Bartometer, give us the rankings. At number eight, don't like that. The Bartometer says the eighth-seeded team after the regular season next year, not factoring in, of course, whatever happens in the play-in tournament, but it will be the Milwaukee Bucks, who were 48 and 34 a year ago. They had a draft pick tonight. I can't pronounce his name. They're going to stash him in Europe. And people are saying, oh no, Giannis was watching very closely. Shams said that. Giannis is watching very closely. You know what they did? You know what they did for Giannis? They drafted a guy they're going to send overseas so they can sign his brother Thanasis and keep a roster spot open for that. By the way, and I won't spend too much time on it because I know you guys are all hate it. You're petty towards me about how I'm petty towards it, which is fine. I get it. All these reports that are coming out about Giannis are from Shams. And he's just like making stuff up. He keeps moving his timeline. There's nobody else reporting anything. And it's not, he's like, all right, yeah, he said now, but what about in 2 months? Things could change. He's like Diana Russini-ing Aaron Rodgers. New report from about Aaron Rodgers. Oh, who's it from? Diana Russini? Does it have any information or is it just her pumping out another article? You got to remember, where are you getting your news from? Why are you getting it from them? You got to remember that in this day and age where news is content and content is monetized. We don't live in the Walter Cronkite days anymore, folks. You don't just get your news because it's a public service. You get it because you are data that you are being sold to. You are being sold anger. What am I doing again? Oh, yeah, Bartometer. See, I'm the only one really out there on the streets telling the truth. Maybe I should run for mayor. Number 7. If Tyrese Haliburton was not hurt, the Pacers would be a 1 or 2 seed in the East. Especially with the confidence that they earned. And also the motivation that we got to get back there. But the Bartometer's got them back at 7. Now, maybe one of their draft picks step in. Maybe we're going to see TJ McConnell get 35 a night and turn into the star he's always been. But the Pacers, on the heels of an Eastern Conference championship, come in as the 7 seed next season. Number 6. I don't think that they're lower post trades, but they could still go lower depending on what they want to do with this offseason. But that's the Boston Celtics. Now, see, here's what it feels like with these three teams that I just mentioned, because they're all dealing with an Achilles injury to varying levels of stars. You know, when we talk about Dame and Haliburton and Tatum, Dame's so much older than these guys that he does seem like that third dragon of the meme that's like, huh? But I still think the Celtics are going to get a lot of the benefit of the doubt. I still think a lot of people are going to be like, oh, no, they got Peyton Pritchard and, you know, Jaylen Brown and Luke Kornet. Their team is, they've shed their team. They're going to be without 3 starters from last year's team already. They'll still be competitive. They'll still try hard. Joe Mazzulla will still be weird and good. They'll still be competitive, but I do think there's other teams in the East that are going to be above them, and the Bartometer agrees. So at number 5, and this is going to be the only team that was not in the top 8 last year that will slide into the top 8 now, and that is going to be the Philadelphia 76ers. So they are going to take out the Heat. They were the 8, or the Hawks, or the Bulls. None of those teams are in. If you were on bated breath for those teams, forget it. No Brooklyn. No Toronto. Don't worry about it. Sixers only won 24 games. Sixers were thought of a top 3 team last year. And then injuries got them pretty good. Now, I'm not expecting Joel Embiid to play more than half the games. He never has, and he never does in his career. There's been some seasons. Sure, he won an MVP, but you can't expect that. And even with Paul George, what are we going to get out of him? He doesn't want to play back-to-backs. VJ Edgecombe, they were able to get the 3rd pick overall in the draft. He'll be good. Tyrese Maxey was hurt too. Let's not forget about him. He's coming into his own as a star. They made a trade. That other trade with the Mavs should get more criticism too, where they gave up Quentin Grimes, who, you know, then was leading this offense, scoring 30 points a night.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think there's a lot of upside with the Sixers. And so they come in at number 5. At number 4, wins a year ago, and they're opportunistic. Do they still make the Desmond Bain trade? If the East doesn't seem to be wide open, do they try to hang on to their assets a little more? I don't know, but they made it. And they will be a playoff team, and they will host a playoff series. And that will be the Orlando Magic. Now, this is just where they're going to rank at the end of the season. I'm not saying they're the fourth best team. I'm not saying they're the fourth best team to win a title. They could win the East. The Orlando Magic could be in the NBA Finals next year. I would say that any of these four teams, I would think could win the East. I think the Sixers will be better, but I don't think they'll win the East. Celtics, Pacers, Bucks, they're not going to make a run injured. Unless one of them comes back, like, heroically at the end. But these four teams have a shot. Number three. I'm going to be one of those guys that says something lame. Like, you might be wondering, since the Magic made a move, should the Pistons make a move? But what the Pistons move is everybody's getting a year older with more experience. And Cade Cunningham, I think, is a good maybe bet to be the MVP next season. This Detroit basketball team is great. Maybe great's too high of a word, but maybe it won't be. Would they improve by 26 wins or something? If they do that again, they'll win 70 games. I'm not expecting that. But we're thinking me and Bartometer here. I got to be careful about my pronouns. Me and Bartometer are really feeling good about the Detroit Pistons continuing to ascend. That plus 6,500 to win the NBA title, that might be worth a couple of... that might be worth 10 large or so. Who's the guy that says 10 large? Barry? Does he say 10 large when he means 10 bucks? That might be worth $10 or so. So the Pistons are three. At number two... And number two is the New York Knicks. Probably running back the same roster. Still need a new coach. Is Mike Brown the front runner here? Do we know that yet? Or now we're in the assistant, shaking the assistant tree?
James assistant
Borrego?
Tree, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So no Mike Brown or what?
They like them, but, you know, they're going to keep their options open, I guess.
All right, well, you know, this summer league starts pretty soon here, and... got to kind of get a coach.
They just went through a whole draft without a coach. What do you need a coach for?
Yeah, you're right. 51 wins last year. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They went to Game 7. They will be competitive again. They'll be back. And number one is the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cavs' exit was so stinky, losing in 5 to the Pacers, that you thought to yourself, what the hell did I just witness? Why did all of that happen? Their great season, their different win streaks, for them to just get bounced in the semifinal of the East. What happened there? And I would like to remind you that the season before this one, the Oklahoma City Thunder were a one seed, and they lost in the semifinals in 6. Now, Donovan Mitchell's never been to a conference finals streak is getting quite up there with the Joel Embiid of the world. But the Cavs, their exit makes it look so much worse from what they actually are. They just exited very badly. They were not willing or ready or able to keep up with the Pacers' intensity. They got tired. The Pacers beat them down, more so than maybe any team they played. They beat the Cavs. So that's why you think, oh, you know. But you look at the rest of the East, and I think it is still, with the injuries, the Cavs to lose. So the Eastern Conference next year, Bucks 8, Pacers 7. Celtics at 6, Sixers at 5, Magic at 4, Pistons at 3, Knicks 2, Cavs 1. Carlos, I apologize. The Bulls are not in there.
Because they're a 10.
Yeah, well, they're going to go 39-43 like they always do, so they're not. It's just math on the Bulls.
Yeah, duh. I'm not offended at all. In fact, I think I applaud the Bartometer for understanding the patterns and setting expectations correctly.
And the Bartometer thanks you. And with that, we shut it down for the night.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.